And it is now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. A stunning display of hypocrisy coming from Harvard University, former Harvard University president Claudine Gay. If you remember, she resigned in January amidst a plethora of plagiarism scandals. Now she's returning to teach a graduate level course in the fall at Harvard on, get this, reading and research. Yeah, that's not a joke, folks. That is absolutely true. Gay, who allegedly cribbed material in nearly 50 instances throughout her sparse academic work, will be instructing students on proper research methods. To add insult to injury, she's still collecting her nice $900,000 annual salary. Academic integrity is obviously optional these days. Meanwhile, the geniuses over at Mass General Brigham have cooked up a brilliant plan to achieve so-called health equity. Stop reporting cases of drug exposure in infants if the mother is black. That is true. That is an actual true thing I just read, and I wish I hadn't. But you heard it right. In a convoluted attempt to address racial disparities, these medical masterminds have decided, well, you know, it's better to potentially let drug-affected babies, particularly minorities, slip through the cracks. Who cares about getting proper treatment for them or intervention as long as we meet diversity quotas? It's a sickening perversion of justice that places woke politics above the well-being of society's most vulnerable. And in other news, after years of going test optional in their misguided effort to boost diversity, Harvard has finally seen the light, it seems, and they're once again going to require applicants to submit SAT or ACT scores. As it turns out, standardized testing is actually a pretty strong predictor of college success for students of all backgrounds. Imagine that. Finally, an 11-year-old girl named Laura was recently denied permission to start an interfaith prayer club at her elementary school just 1 week after the school approved an LGBT pride club. Yeah, apparently there's plenty of room for groups that celebrate sexual diversity, but no tolerance for one that's focused on spiritual fellowship and service. Another example of blatant hostility towards Christianity in public schools. Pray for this young woman and applaud her courage for standing up for her convictions. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I am Jimmy Hicks.